Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, Randall's been a great player for us. He's one of the all-time Packers, and we're kind of still putting that puzzle together. Same thing. I mean, Clay's obviously been, I mean, he'll be a Packer Hall of Famer. He's been a great player for us for a long time. He's still playing at a very, very high level, and we'll kind of get to that as we go over the next 2 weeks.
Those are the words of Brian Gutekunst last year, as they were starting to go through the evaluation process. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Sloppy Joe's Saloon and Spoon in Hubertus. Go to GoSloppyJoes.com. They got a lot coming up, a lot of not only good food, but they got a lot of great entertainment out there as well. That's just such a Wisconsin bar, just such a cool, cool place. Go to GoSloppyJoes.com. That's GoSloppyJoes.com. And our friends that came on yet again this year, our friends from Lake Chevy Radio, Joe Zinzola.
Yeah, formerly Brager Chevy, now the all-new Lake Chevy, 4100 South 27th Street in Milwaukee. Same great people, same great surface. Nothing has changed, just the name. Glenn, he'll take care of you if you're looking to get some work done on your car, because, hey, everyone needs work done on their car. Or if you're looking for a new or even a used car, doesn't matter. Wally or anyone, the sales staff there, they will take care of you as well. For inventory, new or used, service appointments, it don't matter. It's all at Lake Chevy. Go to LakeChevyMKE.com, LakeChevyMKE.com. Things are better at the lake.
Things better at the lake. And we are going to be flying out over the lake and then southward. Mike Clemens now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Michael, how you doing today, buddy?
Good, yeah. We were at Combine last year, and we asked relatively new Packer general manager Brian Gutekunst about these guys like Randall Cobb and Clay Matthews. I mean, you're not going to really let these guys walk out the door, are you? Oh, you know, the great Packers, Cobb and Clay, and yeah. We haven't really decided yet, you know. By the way, I think Cobb's 55 catches, wouldn't that have made him at least the number two receiver for the Packers this year? I think so.
Would have, yeah.
You know, he had a pretty good year down in Dallas. I mean, every time I turned on the Cowboys, if Dak Prescott was under pressure and scrambled around on third down, he was looking for Randall downfield about 25 yards on the hash and, you know, bang, eat him and all that. Not to say that, well, maybe that would have been the right thing to do. I don't know. Maybe he didn't have enough money to do that move. But, and then last summer, after Clay had signed with the Los Angeles Rams, he was asked about what was it like the day he got the call from Brian Gutekunst, who said, you know, Clay, we're going to move on.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously was difficult. I think everybody envisions playing, you know, their entire career out with one team, especially having played a decade out there. But I was actually headed over there to get a workout in because it was a few days before free agency. They called and let me know that it just wasn't in the cards moving forward. Wish me the best of luck moving forward. And we wrapped up a 10-year career in about a 30-second phone call.
30 seconds. Well, you know what? He found out it's a business, I guess, the best way to put it, right?
And so that's why now over the next several days when our shows are playing back clips and Brian Gutekunst is asked about, well, what do you think about Brian Bulaga coming back? Or what do you think about, you know, kicker Mason Crosby coming back? You know, remember those quotes from Clay Matthews, you know, that, hey, I mean, it's rare that you get to the third contract in Green Bay. So, listening to Brian Gutekunst, he's a really sharp guy. I mean, he has so much knowledge and details at his fingertips. He's very clever and coy in what he does say and the information he does give out and the things that he holds back on, and like those situations we talked about there. But I thought that this was a pretty passionate question when he was asked. So when you did bring in guys like Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith into that locker room to sort of change, and Adrian Amos back at safety, you know, this is the guy that they're watching that Rams game, and they're watching Ha-Ha Clinton Dix after two or three years and just standing in space and ole, watching, you know, running backs run past him for touchdowns. He traded him in 2 days. You know what? Get out of here. Or Jermaine Whitehead, who was coming on, you know, Mike Pettine was using this guy as a hybrid linebacker, but he jacked a Patriots center in the face mask, and that's not Packer people. He released him, you know, just got rid of him. He was churning the roster last year. He added 29 new names to that roster since his time last year. And so he is asked, when he signed guys like Za'Darius and Preston, was he trying to send a message into the locker room?
Yeah, I don't know if I actually set out to try to message the team by doing those things. I thought, last year I thought there were some significant things we needed to do to move forward and be the kind of team and compete for championships. I didn't think we were close enough and would be able to do that unless we did a bunch of stuff. So we go through our process like we always do, and these opportunities presented itself. And I just felt last year, that I thought we needed to do something. I kind of feel like we're all in every year. I mean, I don't think we try to build for windows or things like that. It's Green Bay, Wisconsin. We have Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to be in it every year. That's kind of how we think. I just thought there was a lot we needed to do last year to get to to get to where we wanted to be. And again, it wasn't about messaging our team or anything like that. But there's salary cap constricts you what you can do. We had some room last year, and so we just thought that was what the best decisions for our football team at the time.
I'm glad that he's kind of a business guy in that sense, Mike. That he just says, look, it's the best way to go for our football team. I thought he was very frank and honest about Aaron Rodgers. I thought he was very frank and honest about how Aaron carried a team at time, but he needs additional weaponry. There was a lot of things there today to kind of nosh on that he may not have come out and given you specifics, but yet there was enough there that you could say, okay, I kind of get a sense as to what he's thinking. You know what I mean?
I think that's well put. That you know this guy's on it. You know he's holding some pretty good cards, you know, and he's not going to deal them all quite yet, but you're confident that he's on it. And you know, I told you this one thing a month before McCarthy got fired after the loss to the Cardinals. I said, would you look at this tape that they've got from the locker room and look at they just barely beat the San Francisco 49ers, which were a fledgling team at the time, and C.J. Beathard had come in there, and had it not been for an interception from Kevin King, that 49ers team may have tied that up at home. And this is a game that the Packers thought they were going to put away by 20 points last year at Lambeau Field. And so you see Gutekind standing in the back of the locker room, not happy, because it's dead in that locker room. They just won the football game, but it's dead. It's stale, and you know he's reporting this stuff up to Murphy. This is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening anymore, and we've got to move on from this. And so then Gutekind was asked, as much as due diligence he does as the personalities of these players he's bringing in, did he anticipate the amount of leadership he got out of Za'Darius and Preston that he got last season?
We felt really good about the people we were bringing into the locker room. I don't think you can ever bring someone in from outside your building and know how they're going to affect the locker room. I think you can have some insight. You want them to be good people. But it's really never just one or two guys. It's usually, multiple. And in this case, it was. And we really liked, all the intel we had on Z and Preston and all the guys, Adrian, Billy. We knew that they would be good additions to our group. But to see the new guys and the guys who have been here come together and put the individual stuff aside for the team stuff was impressive.
And there's no doubt a key component to that is Za'Darius Smith going to Matt LaFleur and saying, it's a little stiff in Green Bay. I know this is the way it's always been, but you need to let us have a little celebration.
Right.
It's allowed. The rules, the league allows us to do that. Let's put something up in that video board to help. I want to help you with our players get that Lambeau Field crowd going like you want to, whether it's a foghorn or something they put up on the video board.
Yes.
But it came from the players, and it was the right balance and mix from the new head coach saying, all right, I'll allow that. Let's not get crazy about it. Keep me informed. But, yeah, we'll open up the valve a little bit. And that's how guys bought in week after week. And then And then LaFleur turns around after the Bears win and says, you know what? Let's call for elections. You guys elect team captains. So Za'Darius gets elected defensive team captain, Aaron Rodgers for offense, Mason Crosby for special teams. And then there was another conversation today, and that was with Gutekunst today, and it was asked about Rashawn Gary at outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Now, this is a guy that was a first-round pick. Some people think, well, you wasted. Did you get your values worth out of a first-round pick in the first season? Because some people thought that Rashawn Gary, you know, wasn't out there enough. And here's what Gutekunst said.
I disagree with that. I thought he contributed quite a bit. I mean, he was behind two really, really good players, and he didn't see probably the normal amount of snap time that you would get from a first-round draft pick. But when he was in there, I thought he affected the game. His explosiveness off the edge was very evident and affected the passer when he was in there. So I'm excited for him. I think he's got a great coach, and he's got a couple great players in front of him that he's learning from. I'm excited to see what he can do in year two.
Do you think he's definitely an edge player?
Yeah, I think he's, quite frankly, I think he's a lot in Z's role. I see him being able to come off the edge. I think he can move inside and play the three technique. I think he can stand up over the center like we did with Z. I think he can do a lot of those things. Similar to Z when Z was young, I think he's growing into it. And I think it's like anything. You want him to master one thing kind of before you move him on to the next. But I see him. I know we talked a lot about this last year in the offseason about you really like to have a lot of versatility within that group, so you can do a lot of that. Move guys around so that offensive linemen can't get kind of a beat on where they're coming from.
I like the fact that he says, wait a minute, no, he wants to correct you right away in regards to Rashawn Gary. I will say this, though. When Gary did play, it wasn't like we were concentrating on him. He did have a couple of moments where he pushed a pile around, but I think he's a long way from being that big-time impact player or even challenging Za'Darius Smith for his spot. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Mike Clemens is on board. Stay tuned. Mike and I are going to be heading down to Miami coming up here this weekend. We leave late tonight, early tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Compliments of our friends at Skipper Buds. Skipper, the boat show is going on right now at the Wisconsin Center over there, the Wisconsin Expo Center at the State Fair Park right now. Go in and say hi to Todd at Skipper Buds. They're looking to make deals. Say, Todd, I'm looking for a deal on a boat. Bill Michael sent me, said, you can give me a great deal. What is it? He'll give you a wink and a nod and go, okay, here's the deal. So go get the Bill Michaels deal from Todd over there at Skipper Buds. Tell him we said hi. And we can't thank them enough. They've been with us now for a few years. So stay tuned. We got a lot more with Mike Clemens coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I've grown up here. Got married when I was a Packer, bought my first house. I still live in, two kids. I mean, a lot of ups and downs, that my wife and I have grown from personally, professionally, so we've become adults here technically. So a lot of growing up has been done, and very appreciative of being a Green Bay Packer and being a part of a lot of good stuff that's gone on here the last 10 years.
Those are the words of Brian Bulaga. Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board. Thanks for joining us. As always, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Pindell, a great machining company, quality machining company. They take care of their employees and their customers. Best part about it is they want you to think about a career. You're not just looking for a job. They want a career, whether it's computer technologies and punch press operation or whatever it happens to be that they're doing that day, or just getting into the factory side of things. Whatever it is, they want you to think of it as a career, and they really want to help you out. Go to Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L, Pindell.com. That is Pindell.com. And tell them we sent you, because they're just good people over there. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. They've got some decisions to make. Brian Bulaga obviously saying, look, I was drafted. I remember when he just got drafted, there was Ryan Braun threw a party at what used to be called Decibel Deep Bar up on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over to the party there, and Brian Bulaga walked in and was sitting there talking to him and his girl, I think it was his girlfriend at the time, and just was chatting and just the nicest guy and just, kind of coming out of college and just trying to get his feet wet and all the thoughts about the Packers. And I can't believe it's come full circle to where now he's free agent. He's had a couple of contracts. He's had some injuries, but he played his butt off this year and probably earned himself some nice money.
and a good down-to-earth guy out of Iowa, one of a dozen guys that got a lot of snaps that are now free agents. I mean, Geronimo Allison, you know, the wide receiver, Tremon Williams. Jason Spriggs technically is still on the team. He was put on an injured reserve thing when, you know, when he injured his knee. Kyler Fackrell, linebacker back there. Mercedes Lewis. And do they just cut Lane Taylor now that he's been replaced?
Right.
You know, at left guard, or Jimmy Graham, you know, they just cut him to save some cap space. And then, of course, at the top of the list, too, is Blake Martinez, inside linebacker, fourth-round pick, Stanford, leading tackler in the league through much of last season, besides the Green Bay Packers. And so we asked Blake, as he was cleaning out his locker room, what is his agent telling him?
Right now, it's just focusing on myself, getting my body right, and then he'll have more answers down the road of what's going to be out there, what options and things like that, and kind of see how it all pans out. More in all the other 32 teams' hands, who wants to have me and those types of things, and obviously I'd love to be here.
I mean, I know a lot of these guys might want to stick around. Obviously, they got to make some decisions as to who they're actually going to keep. Gutekunst, you know, one of the big things that we've seen all the season long has been this defense, the interior, and more so even the linebacking position. It has been kind of the soft area. It's not to say Kenny Clark didn't have a good season. It's just that they just need another guy. They need some more bodies up the gut.
And Kenny Clark is probably at the top of the list to get a contract renewal. But when Gutekunst was asked about that, you know, after what happened against the 49ers and the lack of run defense, do you think you need to do things to beef up the defensive interior? And listen to the name that's at the top of his list as he goes through that Packers interior defensive line.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, Blake Martinez is up, and I think, you know, we're going to have to take a long look at the inside linebackers and make sure we're squared away there. But, yeah, I really do like our defensive line group. I really do. You know, I think obviously Kenny's a very, very good player. I'm really happy with Dean Lowry, Tyler Lancaster. I think Montrevious Adams and Kingsley Kiki will see a lot more action, you know, in year two than in Matt's tenure here. But and those guys need to step up, and they need to do their job, and I think that they will. I'm excited for them. They're both really explosive athletes. But I like the group, but we'll never – I mean, with defensive front and offensive linemen, I mean, if there's good players there, we're always going to try to improve.
When it comes to this past season, Mike, do you think – I know Gutekunst was asked about what else could they have done, you know, maybe to help things out. I mean, I think he did a tremendous job in bringing in free agents. Obviously, you're always hoping your draft choices start to pan out. He did have a couple of injuries, but nothing major. But was there something more you think that Gutekunst and this staff could have done?
Well, that's what everybody was saying when you got into September. And, you know, after Davante Adams, you know, it wasn't like MVS was really stepping up as the weapon that they'd hoped for, or Geronimo Allison was. Then there's the 1 week when both of those guys were injured with concussions and ankle injuries, and you weren't sure they were going to be able to get on the field by the following Sunday. And that's why they picked up Ryan Grant, who'd been released by the Raiders, been with the Redskins for several teams. And then Grant spent the rest of the season inactive. When listeners keep on asking me, well, how come they don't put him in there? Well, it's because they think he's the eighth best receiver out there. Kumerow and everybody else is better than that guy. So I was interesting, you know, there was that period around September, October, before the trade deadline, and you'd hear about guys like, you know, Manuel Sanders, who you just beat with the Broncos, and instead it was the 49ers that gave up three draft picks to add him to their roster and to their arsenal. So Gutekunst was asked, if you'd done it over again, is there something you wish you'd done more for 2019? And he says, yeah, probably help out the offense.
You know, as we got through the first part of the season before the trade deadline, you know, we were looking to maybe see if it would make sense to add another explosive offensive player. The opportunities to do that, there were not many. And the ones that were not particularly sound value, in my opinion. But we looked at that. But it's, you know, I also was very optimistic that some of our young players would improve and get us where we needed to be. But I think that's the one area where, when we were in that period before the trade deadline, that we were looking at.
That was one of those comments I thought was very telling. It was very quick, but he said, we were hoping that some of the guys would get us where we needed to be. and I think he's specifically talking about Geronimo Allison and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. When he talked about that, looking at, for explosive players, what more they could have done, I think he thought, if there's one out there, we'll get it. Otherwise, we believe that the guys we have can get us there. And that never materialized. You know what I mean? I mean, I think they really believed, or at least hoped, that those two guys specifically would step up and become the weapons that everybody wanted them to be.
And maybe they kept too many receivers and not enough running backs, because Kyle Shanahan's got like four or five running backs in the backfield. You had Danny Vitale in at fullback. He had a knee injury toward the end of the season. But you're going into these games with the Aaron Jones show and sometimes Jamal Williams. And later when they picked up the returner, Tyler Irvin, you saw him actually get some snaps in there. They had a pretty good kid that was coming out of camp named Trey Carson, but when they were tight and they needed to make some moves and they were going to try him, you know, put him on waivers, he got picked up, you know, by another team right away. And Dexter Williams is the rookie. They just didn't seem to trust him to put in there. So Gutekunst was asked, do you need to have more running backs on the depth charts than just Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams heading into next year?
Obviously, with Aaron and Jamal, we got two pretty good backs, and I'm very confident in. You know, I think, you know, we've usually kept between three and four on the roster, and that's probably how we'll move forward. I think certainly you're always looking for more explosive backs. I think, you know, Dexter didn't give me many opportunities this year. Hopefully next year moving forward he'll see some opportunities, because he certainly has that kind of explosiveness to him. I mean, Aaron obviously had a fantastic year, was a dynamic not only as a runner but in the passing game as well. And then Jamal, I mean, I thought when Jamal was out, you could kind of see our team feel it a little bit. You know, he's such an important part of not only our running game, but, you know, he's an excellent pass blocker. He's probably the best pass blocker we have on the football team right now from the backfield. So really confident in those two guys going into the next year. But we'll kind of, you know, excited to see what Dexter can do. But, yeah, we're going to look for some competition there, no doubt.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We will wrap things up. Our good buddy Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. This portion of the program brought to you by good friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Sean and the whole gang over there, they get it done for you, and they do it incredibly well. As a matter of fact, they guarantee it for life, and they're based in Wisconsin, which means a lot. If you have a problem, you can call them, and they're right here. From Green Bay to Milwaukee, Racine, everywhere in between, whether it's epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings, paint in that room, colors, finishes, you name it, they can do it, and they can do it even in the temperatures all the way down to 20 below zero. They do amazing work, amazing work. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. I've had them in my home, and they're just great people. Again, epoxyflooringdoneright.com, epoxyflooringdoneright.com, or call Sean, 262-443-2852, 262-443-2852. Final segment, Bill Michaels Show, coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
And picked. Richard Sherman gets his fourth in his postseason career and ends this game. San Francisco going to the Super Bowl with a big win tonight over Green Bay.
It's hard to get back to these games. You know, I've been to four NFC championships in 14 years. You know, I feel like that we can get back there, put in the work, and see what happens.
Those are the words of Tremont Williams, who is talking about putting in the work and coming back and playing again for the Green Bay Packers. See what happens. Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. Final segment of the program before we head down to Miami. I got Mike Clemens, my traveling partner, and as we get ready to cover Super Bowl 54 and Radio Row and everything we have going on, wrapping up the Brian Gutekunst press conference from a little bit earlier today. And Mike, like we talked about, some decisions to be made, and not only on guys that are unrestricted free agents, but guys they currently have contracts with, but do you keep them around, that type of thing? And Jimmy Graham's one of those guys.
Yeah, I saw Jimmy Graham walking into the visitors' locker room at Levi Stadium. Pretty emotional, blown out, you know. You just wonder what's going through his mind. It's just disappointed that the season ended abruptly, that he comes up short of getting a chance at a Super Bowl ring for his career. Maybe that's his last game in Green Bay. Maybe that's his last game in the National Football League, all those kinds of things. And, you know, this team has really been talking up Jay Sternberger, the rookie, in the last couple of weeks because of not what he can do just as a tight end, but they really were impressed on how, after overcoming some injuries, you know, he had that tough concussion during the joint practices with the Texans, that they couldn't get over how dedicated he was to downfield blocking and some big blocks that he took. Robert Tonyan, you know, was flashed from time to time, but then he missed several weeks in the middle of the season with a hip injury. So Gutekunst was asked about, you know, the $9 million, man, you're paying to Jimmy Graham. Do you think you got your money's worth in his second year in Green Bay?
Yeah, I'm really glad we had Jimmy, not only Jimmy, but Mercedes this year. Obviously, that group of tight ends, I mean, Jace, we're really excited about Jace and what he can do in the future, but obviously he had some injury stuff early, and he had some growth after only playing 1 year at Texas A&M. So I was really happy having those two guys in the room to kind of carry it, along with Bobby Tonyan. I know that, you know, Jimmy's numbers probably aren't where he wants them to be, or certainly where, you know, other people want them, but I was glad we had him in a lot of the situations we were in this year.
I understand about Jimmy Graham, about, you know, because he was the guy that Aaron Rodgers called his best friend.
Yeah. Well, and particularly through last year, you know, the turmoil of last year. And I get that sense, too, that Jimmy Graham is a solid dude. I don't understand why he didn't want to talk to us or talk to fans that much. I would assume that it's over with, that they can move on, that they can get production out of that position for far less. You know, maybe some guy they can pick up. And they made some moves with some of the guys that they had on the practice squad that they've got a tight end, but I don't see them coming back. There is a bit of a buzz, though, that the Packers made a pretty impressive turnaround, that they're doing a much better job of bringing guys in off the street, what they're doing with their pro personnel. And so, you know, Gutekunst even admitted today he hopes that he can get through the draft and not lose people like John Eric Sullivan,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's been coming up through the ranks of the college scout. Now he's been running the you know, the pro personnel, you know, to bring in a guys like Za'Darius and Preston and, you know, Adrian Amos, and Milt Hendrickson is the guy that they brought in a year or two ago. Well, Milt was there when they were building that rebuilding that Ravens team, you know, after Ozzie Newsome stepped down. So there's some guys that people are looking at that maybe they would get an interview for a general manager job later on. And I thought this was an interesting insight. The Gutekunst says that one of the things they've done, you know, since Ted stepped down is they're paying so much more attention to the professional players, you know, to getting talent in free agency. And that he was asked, do you now have like a board, just like your draft board, for the unrestricted free agents in the NFL?
Yeah, we kind of, I think, you know, 2 years ago, we kind of started changing up a little bit about how we went about it. We started to set a board, and we actually, you know, started having meetings exactly how we have our college meetings. And it's a little bit more monotonous and takes a little bit longer. We have to kind of carve out some time for that. But it was really important for us. You know, most of those guys in our pro department came from the college side, so that's what we're familiar with. That's how we like to grind the tape. You know, we've always done that here. Obviously, had a process we go through in free agency, but we did kind of tweak it a little bit as far as how we build a board and how we have meetings.
Now the offseason officially begins. They're going to start building their board. They got combine. We'll get into the draft speculation and free agent moves in the offseason, Mike. It's always been good. So kind of a glimpse into us attacking the ground, because we leave rather early, late tonight, early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we're meeting at the airport at what, old dark 30?
It's like 2 a.m., something like that. So, and depending on what the weather is, so we're heading down. So if people want to follow you and follow what we do down in Miami from your side of things, where do they go?
Well, you can go to the Twitter, I suppose, Mike Clemens NFL or something like that. But, you know, the stuff that we do, the stories we talk about, we post on the Fan website, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk webpage as well.
So looking forward to it. You get safe. I'll see you when it's dark.
I'll try and get a nap in before I meet you at the airport.
Yeah, just text me when you're on your way, and I'll probably see you there between 2 and 3 in the morning, and we'll be good to go.
Looking forward to it, Big Unit. Right. You know how much we get out of this every year, our old friends, the contacts,
right,
the stories we hear about the Packers from throughout the league.
We've already been contacted by numerous people, and one of the ones I'm looking forward to, Jordy Nelson's going to join us this week.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're going to be talking with Jordy. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, buddy. I'll see you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, thanks, Mike. There you go. See him at the airport. So coming up next week, some of the interviews. James Jones is going to be joining us. Steve Mariucci, you're going to hear from. Jordy Nelson, you're going to hear from. Brian Billick, you're going to hear from. You're going to hear from Super Agent Lee Steinberg is going to be there. I heard that he is bringing Tua over to us, one of the top draft choices this year, coming out of Alabama after that hip injury took him out of the remainder of his season. But he's entering the draft, and he's a guy that's going to be highly sought after. So we're going to hear from some of the kids coming in to the NFL draft. All kinds of Hall of Famers are going to stop by, and all kinds of current players, former players, celebs, sports bettors. I mean, you name it. It's a who's who. A lot of it's going to relate back to what we hear, see, and witness regarding the Green Bay Packers. So look forward to it. Again, if you want to follow us, the best way to do so for all the interactive stuff, over on the Facebook fan page, you can simply go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And on Instagram, follow me at TheRealBillMichaels. You can follow me there as well, and you're going to see a lot of that stuff over there, too. Also on Twitter, don't forget, we'll be there live and in person. We now head off to Miami, bringing you all the fun and pageantry of Super Bowl 54. Gotta go. Have a going. See you.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.